Many KVCR listeners remember this space being occupied every Friday morning for the past decade with our review of the week's Inland Empire news with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff. Until last month, when we had to bid farewell to Cassie. Well, listeners, we've got a surprise for you. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Wow, it really is you. It's not an illusion. So when last we talked, you couldn't tell us why you were leaving the Press Enterprise and where you were going. So now is your chance, Cassie McDuff. Where have you gone? What are you doing? And what's up?
Well, Ken, I'm the marketing manager for Ontario International Airport Authority. That's the group that is poised to take local control of Ontario Airport, which has been owned and operated by Los Angeles World Airports for the last couple of decades.
Now, you are not unfamiliar with Ontario International Airport. Anybody who's read you over the past several years knows that you did a lot of work in research and writing about that airport and about the conflicts that existed between its operation and Los Angeles World Airports. Well, you know, all that's in the past. Los Angeles World Airports is almost in the past, although you say that this transition is not actually going to take effect until some weeks away?
Well, we're expecting local control to begin on November 1st. There are a lot of moving parts involved in a transfer like this. Los Angeles can't just say it's all yours. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, really controls who operates an airport, and they have to award an operating certificate. And before they do that, they want to be sure that the authority is or whoever's going to take over an airport is absolutely prepared and ready, and that there's going to be a seamless transition. And so that's been a work in progress for the past more than a year since the agreement between Los Angeles and Ontario was announced in August of 2015. And so we're getting there. We're almost there. We're excited about being able to have local control of Ontario Airport.
Can you tell us a little bit about just a primer on the local authority, what it's called and who it is, and how this is going to happen?
Sure. The authority was actually formed several years ago by the City of Ontario, knew that there was going to have to be some sort of entity that would operate the airport, not the city, but an independent authority. It's called a joint powers authority. The board members include two members of the Ontario City Council. Those are Alan Wapner, who's the president of the mm-hmm. board, Jim Bowman, who's a councilman, now a commissioner also of the airport authority, former Riverside Mayor Ron Loveridge, Lucy Dunn, who heads the Orange County Business Council and also is on the California Transportation Commission. In other words, it's a very regional effort, as well as the San Bernardino County Supervisor who represents the airport area, and that's Kurt Hagman.
So this really is local, and Orange County, too. They're interested in Ontario.
Well, you know, Northern Orange County folks might actually find it more convenient to drive to Ontario. And that's something that, you know, as we begin operating the airport, that we hope to make more people aware that this is a convenient airport, even for folks in San Gabriel Valley, east part of Los Angeles County. This really is an airport that can serve people all over the region.
This leads to my next question, which now that you're there, you probably have your hands around the facts and the stats that can tell us the importance of Ontario International Airport economically to this region.
You know, the City of Ontario did a study. They did an analysis of the economic impact of the downturn of the airport. Remember, the airport lost almost 40% of the passenger volume that it had in the earlier 2000s, mid-2000s. According to the city, the underutilization of the airport cost about $3 billion in economic impact and the loss of about 10,000 jobs.
Wow, 10,000 jobs. Now, those jobs aren't going to come back right away, if at all. It's going to take over the course of years, I suppose, as this happens.
Well, sure. And the downturn took place over several years, and it's going to take several years to bring the airlines back, to persuade them that there is a market in the Inland Empire, that the people here want to fly out of Ontario Airport. You know, right now, people are driving to other airports in the region for flights, and we need to bring them back to Ontario and get them to use their Inland Empire Airport.
This is a really exciting thing for you to be doing at an exciting time.
It is.
You know, we have a pledge drive coming up, and and we still, you know, hope you're listening to KVCR.
You know, Ken, my radio is tuned. My number one button on my radio is KVCR. I listen all the time, and you've been doing great on the pledges. Before you even open your drive, people are opening up their wallets, and that shows how much the station means to them. And, you know, Ken, I miss you, I miss Matt Gillum, I miss our weekly sessions here, but I know you're going to do your best to get somebody to replace me because of the importance of having local news content for the listeners of KVCR.
Well, we'll never replace Cassie McDuff, but yes, we're talking with the people at the Press Enterprise and the Sun, Digital First Media. We've got some things to talk about coming up. We'll have some announcements coming up before too long. But in the meantime, oh, that's right. You now have to listen to traffic reports. They matter to you because you have to take the 10 to Ontario.
So. I rely on you, Ken.
Okay, well, I'll pay extra close attention to that drive either side of Ontario International Airport. Former Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, now the marketing manager for the Ontario International Airport Local Authority. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. It was a pleasure.
Now, Cassie talked more about the importance of Ontario International Airport, not just to the Inland Empire's economy, but also to the cohesive identity that an institution such as an international airport provides to a region like ours. She also talked about the team of people that the new local airport authority has assembled to bring Ontario Airport back to what it was in the past and even more of what it can be in the future. So, we're going to hear more from Cassie McDuff next Friday morning at this time on 91.9 KVCR. Mark your calendar. More Cassie McDuff next Friday morning on KVCR.